inherited and anointed power. God uses others to anoint you with his power. From Scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, we read, I remember your honest and true faith. It was alive first in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice. And I am certain that it is now alive in you also. That is why I remind you to help God's gift grow just as a small spark grows into a fire. God put his gift in you when I placed my hands on you. Now, Timothy's faith was passed on through several generations from grandmother to mother to him. He inherited their seed of faith. Power and anointing were imparted to Timothy from Paul, his spiritual father and mentor, by the laying on of hands. Like Timothy, I come from a long line of women who took their faith very seriously. Until Alzheimer's robbed my 88-year-old mother of her ability to focus and read, she faithfully started her day reading her Bible and devotional books, including mine. She spent time praying for her children, tithed, and attended Sunday service for almost 70 years. She inherited these traits from her grandmother and mother and passed the seed of faith on to me. Like Timothy, I've been blessed and anointed by several men and women of God. For over a decade, I've sat and studied at the feet of Creflo and Taffy Dollar, senior pastors of the World Changers Church International, and Oz Hellman, founder of Marketplace Leaders. I've been blessed to listen to their messages, read their books, observe their actions, and serve in their ministries. My prayer has been that God would bless me and allow his anointing to be passed on from them to me. Child of God, what is your inheritance in the faith? Who did God use to anoint you? Was it planted in your DNA before you were born and passed along from one generation to the next? Do you have spiritual fathers or mothers who teach and instruct, correct and discipline, encourage and equip you? If not, I encourage you to ask God to guide your steps to a spiritually mature and anointed man or woman of God. Sit at their feet and listen. Ask them to anoint you with a portion of their power and walk into your divine destiny. Father, thank you for planting the seeds of your word in my life through others. I praise you and give thanks for the pastors and teachers who have shared your word and their anointing with me. Help me teach, equip, and encourage an army of saints dedicated to kingdom work. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.